make some announcement. There are phones for those who would like to support the project of the church. May the Lord reward each and every one. Yesterday we had the HEC Mass, and we have around 20 students, so to all of you, please pray for them. God willing, this month, October, we have two fathers, bishops, visitors, and Father Zosima. We have a conference with him at St. Augustine Church on Friday the 23rd, Saturday the 24th, and Sunday the 25th of October. God willing, tomorrow, because it's a public holiday, we have a mass from 8 to 10 in the morning. Is there any other announcement from Sunday school? Okay. In today's gospel, the Lord wants to teach us, but the gospel is repeated a lot in our daily prayers. This is a gospel from St. Matthew, from 3rd Luke, chapter 7, and it talks about repentance. And the Lord wants to teach us how this lady excelled in her repentance. And because the church is very overwhelmed by this specific chapter, that the lady showed tremendous love to the Lord, and the Lord reacted to her love by giving her more love and forgiveness. And at the end, she came very shy, she came very hurt from sin, and she came very frightened and losing her peace. But at the end, the Lord dispensed her with tremendous peace and said, go in peace. And the life of sin does not give us peace in our hearts. The life of sin does not give us peace in our hearts. We learn from the repentance of this sinner lady that she loved the Lord so much, and she overcame all the obstacles that was in her repentance. My dear friends, the Lord wants us to be always have that sweet aroma and the fragrance of repentance. The fragrance of repentance. In this gospel also, we see lots of contradiction or paradox. We see the Jewish tradition is that when someone comes to your house and you actually welcome him to have a meal with you, there are certain protocol or certain things that you should do. And the Pharisee did not follow any of these protocols. But that sinner lady did fulfill it completely. That sinner lady took the same spot that Lord Jesus took before his crucifixion when he went and washed the disciples' feet. So she understood the secret how to be humble and how to ask and achieve and win the Lord's forgiveness. So she was directed and she went straight to his feet. Some authors say, what time maybe this lady entered the house? Because the Pharisee, by definition, is a person that keeps the law. And those people at that time who keep the law, who are law teachers, or they teach the commandment of Moses, and they understand the Torah very well, they do not allow any sinner to enter their own home or their own house. So how this lady managed to squeeze in between the people? She was very strong in her repentance, that she came from behind the Lord. She did not want to show herself. She was so directed and focused how to achieve her goal by washing the feet of Lord Jesus and anointing his feet with her with the fragrant oil that she keeps with her, as well as washing, drying his feet with her hair. Now, there are some symbolism there. First of all, let us see, suppose that you have a visitor and you are a Jewish family, and suppose that you are the one who invited Lord Jesus. The Lord did not say no to Simon when he invited him to his house. Although the Lord Almighty God, he knew that he's inviting him not to learn, not to repent, not to take blessings, but he was inviting him possibly to test him, possibly to boast about it, that the Lord entered my house. But the Lord did not judge him. And he accepted the invitation. But the sinner lady, she was much smarter. She did not want to invite Jesus to her house as a social occasion. She invited him to her heart. She invited him to take control of her life. She invited him to be the author of her forgiveness and her blessings. So many of us sometimes we come to church, many of us sometimes we fast, many sometimes of us we read the Bible or we pray in groups or pray in our own prayers. But the Lord is asking when you pray or when you come and approach me, whom are you seeking? Do you seek me? Do you love me personally? Or you seek other things? Like the Simon that was actually interested in testing the Lord or in boasting about this banquet. So whenever a person comes to a Jewish house on those old days, he will be traveling in a difficult roads. So first of all, you will welcome him in the house, you will kiss him on the cheek, and you pour some oil on his head, and you will get the lowest servant in the house, or yourself, if you want to honor him as Abraham, Father Abraham did, you wash his feet. So those are the some of the three practices that you actually to show some person that he's welcome. You kiss him, you anoint his head with oil, so whenever you smell the good aroma or the good smell, he will be happy, he will be refreshed, and you will be happy that he's in your house, and you will wash his feet so he will feel comfortable to ease the pains of the journey. Simon overlooked all this and he went straight to the food. So in that he actually, as we may be able to say, he took Jesus for granted. Like he said, I may as well just go straight to the banquet or whatever and omit those practices. The Lord Almighty God did not rebuke him or did not judge him. And this is the beauty of our Lord. The Lord accepts from us any gift that we offer, and he do not ask for more. But the more you will be able to love him, the more you will be able to give. The more you will be able to love him, the more you will be able to give. Some of our blessed children, the graduates and the youth, whenever they graduate from whatever uni or work, they offer 1 year for the Lord to serve or to go to preach to the to the people that are in need for to know Lord Jesus Christ, or to give or serve in the slum areas in Egypt or in Africa or in Thailand. So the Lord honors these gifts and accepts it with a sweet aroma. And this lady actually, she wanted to offer something to the Lord, and she wanted to say, she said in herself, the fragrant oil is a very special, expensive oil that she keeps for her wedding. When she marries, every Jewish lady will have a special fragrant oil that she will use with her wedding preparation and during and afterwards. As if this lady is saying, "You are my bride. You are my groom, and I am your bride. Please, Lord, accept me. I need you only in my life." All the people who are sitting, they knew that her condition or her situation, that she was a sinner. And for her to be a sinner and commit the sin of adultery, there should be customers. And possibly the environment, possibly the lack of love to her, possibly the lack of any financial support to her, whatever the situation that drove her to sin, no one looked after that or studied her condition, but all what they were interested in passing judgments. So we, friends, we have to be careful not to pass judgment on one on each other. Why? Because the Lord can accept our repentance, and those whom we judge, they can be highly esteemed in the eyes of the Lord. And when she did washed the feet of the Lord with her tears and anointed with the fragrant oil and washed it with her hair, dried with her hair and then anointed with fragrant oil. The whole house was full of a sweet aroma. And then that sort of annoyed or upsetted Simon, and that actually declared what's in his heart. So he started to murmur, and inside his heart he started to say, what a waste, why this holy man allows her to touch him to start with, and then use that fragrant oil, I feel jealous, I feel that she's as if she's reminding me about something that I omitted. So let me get even with the Lord and let me tell him that how you allow a sinner lady to touch you. The Lord answered his thoughts by a parable or by an example to give him an opportunity to actually judge himself. And the same happened with the Lord when he judged David the king. When David committed adultery and sinned and killed his neighbor, the Lord sent Jonathan the prophet, Nathan the prophet, and he said to him, "You killed a person and you committed adultery." He said, "Whoever did this sin should be killed." When he gave him an example, a metaphor of a person that is wealthy and has lots of sheep and cattle, and he took the only goat of his neighbor and he slaughtered it for his visitor. He said, "Surely this man should die." He said, "You are the man that you took Uriah the Hittite's wife and you killed him in the war." But he repented, so David repented, and he said, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan the prophet straight away said to him, "And the Lord have moved away your sin from you." But there was consequences that the sword means killing, and the sin of adultery will not leave your house. So the Lord answered Simon the Pharisee with the same situation. He started to answer him by a parable. He said, there was two debtors, and the owner forgave them both. But one of them had a big sum of money, big amount of money, and the other was just a trivial amount of money. So who do you think will love the master more? He said, of course, the one who was forgiven lots of money, he will be loving the master more. And he said, you rightly judged. See this lady, she loved me so much, and she came and she poured all her feelings. And usually the hair for a woman is her pride and her dignity. And her, because the hair, as St. Paul writes in the epistles, ladies should cover their head in the church because it's like a glory for her. So in front of God, she covers her hair to hide and only look at the glory of God. And the man should not cover his hair because he's the image of God, created according to God's image and likeness. And that's why you find the consecrated people, like nuns and monks and priests, they have to cover their hair. Why? Because they do not want to show their honor and their glory, they show the glory of God in him. And that's why when they come dressed to the church, boys or girls, yes, you come groomed and nice and fresh, but you have to actually not to boost or overdo it, because you're coming not to steal the glory of God. You're coming to glorify Lord Jesus. So the one that really should have all the glory and all the all the radiance and all the beauty is the Lord himself. So the Lord said to Simon the Tanner, "She loved me more." And that's confirmed. And instead of loving me or kissing me in the cheek, which she didn't, she kissed my feet. And kissing the feet, as we said, is a very important sign of repentance. And that's why Lord Jesus and the disciple, likewise, they washed the feet of the people. "You did not anoint my hair with oil." She anointed my feet with oil. "You did not kiss me and pour fragrant oil and wash my feet." She did the three. And that's why we find in the midnight prayers, we find those lots of substance that we use. First of all is the five wise and the five foolish virgins, and they had some oil with them, which represents faith and good deeds and good works. And the second part of the midnight praise is this lady, and we find lots of kisses and lots of water, the water of tears and fragrant oil. And then the third one, the Lord reassures us, do not be afraid, little flock, because I have chosen you. So the take-home message from the encounter between the Lord and the lady, which represents every human soul that's repentant, that the Lord wants to tell us and reassure us that He's accepting us. No matter what the people may say, no matter what the perception of others about us will be, but the Lord accepts us. And the Lord cares for us because we are His children. And the Lord even defends us. So the one that accepted the Lord in his house, he did not have the tremendous peace that this lady had. And that shows us, whenever I come repentant, one person once came to confession and he said, I used in the past, whenever I come for confession, I feel peace and I feel joy afterwards. And now I don't feel the same. Well, I said to him, have you changed your confession, Father? He said, no. Okay, well, I said to him, have you changed the things that you confess? He said, no. Have you changed the scenario or the place that you confess? He said, every time I confess in the church. And I said, it's inside, it's your heart. It depends on your heart. If you come to the Lord with a repentant heart, not a judging heart, if you come to the Lord with a humble heart, if you come to the Lord really feeling remorseful and sorry about your mistakes, then you will be able to have the forgiveness, because the Lord Almighty God want to give you peace, want to give you comfort. He is on your side. Many times we may put obstacles between us and our repentance, and obstacles between us and Christ. To mention a few, in this lady, her reputation in the whole town, that was a great obstacle for her that she had to overcome. Like last week's gospel, the obstacle of Zacchaeus, that his love to the money and his short stature, he was short of the grace of God. But that a great obstacle. But the Lord wants you to use the same obstacle that you think that will actually make the Lord not accept you. The same obstacle, the Lord wants to take it and make you feel that you are accepted and you are welcomed by Him. Another obstacle, other than her bad reputation, is actually how can she touch Jesus? How can she touch the Lord Almighty? Because she knows in herself that she is not pure. And it's one of the customs of the Jews that a rabbi or a teacher or a Pharisee should not touch someone sinful. The obstacle of humiliation, that I may be deterred, I may be kicked out of the house. She did not calculate for this obstacle, but she actually was very resilient in her repentance, very bold and very proud of the acceptance of the Lord. And if you come to the Lord today and you feel that He will never turn you away, you yourself may say in your heart, my sins is too bitter and too much for me to bear. As Isaiah, when he saw the glory of God, he said, woe to me, I am a sinful person, I should perish. But then the angel of the Lord took a morsel a life coal from the altar and touched his mouth. And the Lord said, whom shall we send? So Isaiah said, here I am, Lord, send me. Oh, what a great change. You're coming and you are very frightened and you think of yourself that you are not fit for anything. But when you get touched by the grace of God, when you feel the acceptance of the Lord in your life, you will be always ready and always feel the love of Christ in your heart. May the Lord give us this life of repentance, of how to offer to the Lord a pure tears from our eyes. How to offer to the Lord, not words, an honest and sincere emotions. Because the Lord can read your heart, can read your mind. But He wants a fervent heart, He wants a repentant mind, He wants someone that's really interested in the Lord. And when you are interested, when the Lord sees that in your heart you are interested in Him, the grace of the Lord will overshadow you, will overwhelm you. So all the people in the house, including Simon, was judging this lady, but the Lord was raising her up and He gave her all the peace. It's different when you are in tribulation or troubles and you go to someone and say, okay, be reassured, it's going to be all right, be at peace. But the peace of the Lord is a tremendous peace, is a peace that's cannot be taken away from us. Why? Because He gives us peace with abundance, and He gives us peace, and He's able, because He is the King of Peace. And that's what we chant at the end of the Mass, the King of Peace, grant us your peace, confirm your peace. May the Lord give us repentance today, during praying the Mass, and repentance all the days of our lives. And may the Lord give us understanding of how much we are accepted and how much we are loved by the Lord. And He loves us so much, and He forgives us a lot. And only then, when we realize how much He loves us and He forgives us, then we will pay Him back love for love. May the Lord accept our repentance and bless all of us. And through the glory of His holy name, glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God.